Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. We're talking with Brigham Hoig, who is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator, and we want to talk a little bit about an event coming up on Tuesday, November 22nd at the Griswold High School. There's going to be what's being called a Mental Health Night. It's an event for folks to come out, learn, discuss, and just kind of share some stories and things, and find out some more information about what is a very important topic. Brigham, you've done a lot of research. You and other organizations here locally have actually done an awful lot of research recently on mental health issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Thanks for highlighting this topic, Jim. It's very important.
Talk a little bit about some of the studies that have been done here, especially, you know, locally. We're not talking about national studies done by some other group. We've had a lot of discussion and surveys here locally about this.
Yeah, you're right. So we conducted a community health needs assessment. In fact, we do this once every 5 years, and we did ours in 2021. And we found that both the general public and people who work specifically in wellness and health professions said the top need we've got in Cass County is mental health. So it is like across the board, and it wasn't even close. It was like across the board, this is absolutely the top health need that we need to focus on. So if you think mental health is important today, you're not alone. Most people in Cass County really think mental health has a lot more important, and we need to do a lot better job talking, thinking, learning about it, and supporting each other.
Well, and it's interesting because we can hold these types of events now when some years ago we may not have been able to do this because of the stigma that may have been attached to those types of topics. No one wanted to talk about those kinds of things. It seems like now we've started the discussion and people are starting to understand the differences and what actually goes into mental health.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're so right. And the other thing is we also know from studies in Iowa that the number one reason someone doesn't seek help when they're feeling depressed or they're struggling or feeling anxious is stigma. And I think that's, you know, that's good and bad. But the good part of that is we can control that on an individual level by saying, you know, how can I help you? How are you doing? Not reacting with, oh, you know, shying away from someone who says, I've just been feeling really anxious lately.
Sure. Well, it wasn't too long ago when someone brought up some issues like that, you know, stress-related issues or just kind of struggling with certain things in our lives. The response you might get from some folks is like, I'll, you know, tough it out or, you know,
exactly.
Buckle up, you know, just be tougher than that. You know, those types of things. And it's not necessarily helpful.
No, it's not. And I really think, you know, there's really opportunity for meaningful human connection, for growing relationships. We open up about stuff that isn't easy for us, and we acknowledge it with each other. And honestly, you are not alone if you're not doing the best right now. The pandemic saw a big increase in depression and anxiety, and we have not, unfortunately, seen that come down to pre-pandemic levels. So, you know, if you don't feel that great, you're not alone.
This is going to be held at the Griswold High School from 5 to 7 p.m. Yes. This Tuesday, November 22nd. Brigham, talk a little bit about how the night is going to be structured.
Yeah. So, you mentioned 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, Griswold High School. The first thing I would say is that this event is targeted towards middle school and high school youth and adults and other supporters of the cause. And it's not just limited to folks from Griswold. So, thanks to Griswold for opening up and saying, yeah, folks from other school districts, other areas, come on in and join us. So anyone is welcome. It's also at a school, and I want to point out that it's not just for young people. We are going to have, you know, a number of resources that speak to that audience, but we're going to have a lot more resources. Well, Senior Life Solutions, for example, which focuses on an older population, is going to be at the event. So there's going to be all sorts of resources. And the first hour, 5 to 6, is when we're going to have a number of different organizations that you can just walk around and visit with different tables. They'll have information. Maybe they'll have an interactive activity. And that, again, during that time, 5 to 6, we're also going to have free pizza for everyone who comes. That is a really awesome thing that's sponsored by the Griswold United Methodist Youth Group. They raised funds and said, hey, we want to put something out there that's going to help address mental health and suicide prevention. And we said, well, you know what gets people to events? buying food. So it's great that we're going to have food that first hour. So come that first hour, get some resources, talk with folks, enjoy some pizza. And then the second hour, 6 to 7 p.m., is going to be like our headline presentation. And that is called Ending the Silence. NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the Southwest Iowa chapter. And what I love about this presentation, I've seen it before, is that it features a young adult who has struggled with mental health challenges in the past. And that young adult shares their story and is open to questions. And I think that perspective is what makes this program one of my favorites.
That's not easy for someone to do. And being able do that, does that personalize it and kind of maybe open the door a bit more?
I think it really does. And when I saw it presented before, when someone stands up and talks about their struggle, other people in the room will reference their own struggle and open up more. So it's really just like, gosh, it's so stigma reducing to see a presentation like that.
It's like a support group.
Yeah, it is. And you don't have to talk. I mean, I say that other people in the room have said things when I've seen it before, but it's also, it's a presentation and folks are welcome to just sit and listen.
Absolutely. So I guess just bring along an open mind and any questions you may have.
Yeah, that would be great. Yes, the NAMI encourages folks to ask questions.
Well, this is a particularly important time of the year, I would think, to do this, because we always hear from professionals that they talk about that some of these things that might have been kind of bubbling a bit under the surface or festering just a bit sometimes tend to open up, especially when we have the stress of getting together, maybe as families or groups for the holiday season, or just the holidays themselves can trigger these different types of things. And folks sometimes struggle more with mental health issues during this time of the year.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that happens this time of year that's really hard for some of us, me included, we don't see as much sunshine. You know, that vitamin D is just invigorating. It can make us feel really good being in the sunshine. And it starts getting darker a lot earlier. We start getting cloudier days. So, you know, that's a real thing, too, that seasonal affective disorder, if you have it to that degree. Otherwise, you know, it just feels kind of like the winter blues. And that's something that we also need to be aware of this time of year.
Yeah, it's not always just something's wrong with me. Sometimes
right.
There are other factors involved.
Yep.
And it's just identifying all these. Now, if someone finds that they're, that maybe there's something that they can do that they find that they learn through this particular event that night, will there be any follow up or opportunities for folks maybe to seek out more discussion?
Yes. So, you know, I'm looking at the list of confirmed organizations right now, and we've got a range of organizations, including local places like Zion Integrated Behavioral Health Services, Therapy Place, Full Circle Therapy that offers therapy all in the Cass County area. Then we've got groups like Eating Disorder Coalition of Iowa and the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Disability Services Region that have connections with a lot of opportunities that we might virtually connect with or could otherwise connect with. And I would just say that these are partners in Cass County, and these are groups, when people are leaving, we're hoping to ask them, what do you want more information on? Who do you want to connect more with? Because absolutely, we hope this is just the start. We would love to continue doing these events. There was an event done a couple years ago, or was it last year? Gosh, time is so hard, at Atlantic High School about mental health, too. So, you know, this is similarly modeled after that event, and it would be great to continue to do these events for all sorts of groups.
Yeah, well, it would. And we have to remember, too, how tightly knit that mental health and our physical health are. There are a lot of things that can be triggered through mental health issues, the stresses and things that we go to. Any physician will be able to tell you at length about the connections.
Yep. Oh, my gosh, so true. Yes, Jim, thanks for bringing that up.
So make sure that you get a chance to kind of sit down, and if nothing else, just come listen and see some of those things. And even if you don't feel like maybe you are kind of dealing with some things that you'd like more attention to, that there might be somebody in your life, and you might pick up on some things that might help you identify and how to start the conversation for someone else.
Yes, I think that's so important. I actually think that's the best time to come if you can, when you're not. If you're struggling, absolutely come and grab resources for yourself. But if you're feeling okay, you know, please come and listen and just see the resources that we've got, because we know that it's really important for us to ask others how they're doing. And sometimes they're going to say not okay. What do you do at that point? That's where we're going to step in.
Yet don't say later on, if only I had known.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Very good. All right. Well, Brigham, thank you so much for the time here today. And again, that event, that Mental Health Night at the Griswold High School, will be held on Tuesday, November 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. Lots of folks will be there to share stories and share resources with you there. So make sure you stop on by, put that on your calendar of things to do. Brigham Hoig is Cass County Wellness Coordinator, sharing some time with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.